I don't show it all the time, but deep down inside, like, I slap shit out of all y'all.
Hey, forget you used to wear sandy jean fits. You used to pay a lot of money for your jeans and your jacket to shine. That's what you desire, boy. You used to love that silver and platinum stitched in the denim. So your jeans can go. You wanted a glow-in-the-light jean fit, boy. You forgot that.
Hey, what up? It's your boy G from the Cut To It podcast with NFL legend Steve Smith Sr. And you can catch us on Charlamagne the Guy's new network, The Black Effect, on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts. Check us out at Cut To It on social media. Hey, but enough of that. Hey, with me and my wifey, when we want a good laugh, we want to hang around another funny couple because you can't do that trash right now. We tuning into the Frocast with King and Queen Germ. Hey, one thing for sure, y'all made me want to step my AKA game up. Y'all got about a million of them. But for real, though, keep doing y'all thing. Y'all giving us quality content. Subscribe to them. Give them 5-star ratings. G, Cut To It podcast with Steve Smith Sr. I'm out.
McDonald's, how can I place your order?
Yeah, can I have a double cheeseburger, please?
Sorry, we're out of buns.
Fries?
Sorry, we don't have that either.
Milkshake?
No, the machine's down.
Just give me a large napkin and a medium straw.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. Before I sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food. And I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
Now tune into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast, episode 423. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. the Black Al Bundy, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. the Podfather, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. not a day goes by, I don't get high, don't ask why, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, and my last a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I like to have right now is for all you skinny jean wearing, ugly Balenciaga shoe wearing, pocketbook carrying people, keep the noise down while I take my robe off to show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. my cups runneth over, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking greed, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, rate, subscribe to the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. We on every fucking podcast reader out there, even Amazon. They just started their podcast service, and the Frocast already on there. Listen, we on them all, okay? So there's no excuse. You can't say, I can't find your show. I can't find it. What the fuck you mean you can't find it? It's right there, The Frocast. It's right there. We on them all. We also have a voicemail where you can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon we can join for as little as a dollar and get shouted out on the show like our latest Patreon. Oh, we didn't have a Patreon this week. I mean, we blew them up last week with four.
Okay.
We didn't have one this week, so, you know. But you can keep the streak going or start a new streak by joining the Patreon for as little as a dollar. Get behind-the-scenes exclusive content and help out all things Nappy Afro. You know what I'm saying? You could do that. Or the easiest way, if A, B, or C didn't work for you, option D is to share it to your story. Tag us, spread the word, and when you, you know, like Ruling Myself, Shorty, every week, those are consistent, you know what I'm saying? Like, we appreciate y'all spreading the love, man, and you know what I'm saying? That's all y'all got to do. I mean, it don't cost nothing to support, spread the word, not a motherfucking dime. And that's actually better sometimes.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some people might just say, you know what, fuck your show, I'll send the money because I'm just coming for the behind-the-scenes stuff. You know what I'm saying? Some people actually listen to the show and be like, yo, I want other people to listen, man. So, you know, either way, everybody y'all support us. Part. Everybody do their part, man. It's a team effort. One team, one dream, man. All right?
All right.
Well, enough of the panderings out the way. Queen Germ, how was your week?
My week was pretty good. Called myself trying to do a favor for a little broke down boy, also known as our son. So, go into McDonald's and just reminds me why I really don't want to go into establishments anymore. The people don't ever want to do anything right. They mess up your order. They don't give you dipping sauce. You got to go back in there. What's the purpose of me going through the drive through when I had to get out my car and come back in the damn place? You know what I'm saying? And then when I come in the place, the manager, I mean, like, you should want to see who coming in this thing. You got your back turned. I know you heard me when I came in. I don't walk that light. You right here on the front line, but you positioning yourself so that you don't have to look at me. So you doing it on purpose because you really ain't trying to do no work. So I'm just like, niggas just, you know, basically, like most people though, you just want to get your check, but you ain't really trying to work. So it was just like, this is why I say cook at the house as much as possible and leave these people alone.
I mean, because speaking of, to piggyback on your situation, so for lunch today, you know, I see KFC sell French fries now. Mm-hmm. I really wanted to try these French. I've been wanting to try them for about 2 weeks, but, you know, I'm never in a good spot to go to KFC. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So today, I said, you know what? The line was short. I said, this is my day. So I pull up to KFC, order my food, order a little four-piece chicken tender fries, you know, $6. You know, I keep it under budget. Get back to my desk, open the box up. First thing I see is mashed potatoes. I was like, I ain't want no motherfucking mashed potatoes. And then I looked. I said, that's a fucking leg and a thigh. My two most hated pieces of chicken.
And my favorites.
Yeah. So I was already just upset because, you know, when you're hungry and then the food ain't right. And I just refuse to eat a leg and a thigh. I refuse.
And you refuse. Refuse. So therefore you are that particular that you don't eat certain parts of the bird, but you ain't particular enough to check your box before you leave.
I mean, I figured, like I said, you know, with the times they are now, you're dealing with less volume. There's less room for error. You know what I'm saying? And so I feel like, you know, I shouldn't have to check my food.
The people have told y'all they're yeah, back to I mean, normal.
Like
they ain't giving a damn about nothing.
I expect that after 5 o'clock. But when we got grown people in there working in the middle of the fucking day, my shit should be right. Now, I excuse the kids fucking up my fucking order. Y'all stupid. I get it. But y'all grown folks that work fast food in the daytime, y'all shit need to be a motherfucking one.
$15 an hour.
I'm just saying. Y'all got to get that shit together. Y'all can't be fucking up people ordering that shit. Like, my whole lunch break, you know what I'm saying? I could have drove back up there and got it. But what's the point in that? You're not going to give me no gas. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you're going to replace my meal, but you're not replacing my gas tank. So, you know, needless to say, that basically...
So, what you did for lunch?
I didn't eat anything. I just ate the mashed potatoes and the biscuit and a drink. That's it. I was just like...
So you still didn't get to try the fries?
Still didn't get to try the French fries. So
interesting.
I will be trying them another day, though, since I got a free meal up there.
Okay.
And I will be going. And guess what I'm going to do this time?
Check your damn box.
I'm going to check my shit. Now, as much as my shit get fucked up, you think I would... I mean, it's certain places I have to check, but certain places I don't. Like, if I go to Chick-fil-A, I'm not checking my bag. I'm not checking it. I'm not.
I mean, I have to check just to make sure I got enough sauce.
I don't give a fuck. I don't like. First of all, Chick-fil-A trash. Let's go ahead and get that out the way.
And it's not.
The only thing Chick-fil-A got going for them is the nuggets
and the waffle fries.
And the waffle fries and the Arnold Palmer and the ice. That's it. The chicken sandwich, you can keep that shit. So if Chick-fil-A want to be a sponsor for us, y'all better just send me goddamn coupons for the goddamn the fries and the nuggets and the Arnold Palmer.
And the
cookie. I don't want their chicken sandwich. I don't. It's just.
I love the cookie.
I mean, it's a cookie. Like, come on.
It's not just anything.
Nah. It's just a cookie.
Oatmeal and chocolate chip.
A cookie.
It's delicious. But okay. Moving right along. Let's get into this
outline. Let's go ahead and get into this outline since, you know, we got a lot to talk about today. And I'm ready to get to it. Maya Moore recently got married. You know who Maya Moore is?
I recall.
Maya Moore is a great basketball player from the state of Georgia.
And activist.
And now she can add activist to this title. And she can add married woman. To the title because...
I mean, she's Olympia...
She got Olympia gold medals. She done won an WNBA title. She all the accolades you could think a basketball player can have, she got them. In college, she only lost 3 games, maybe.
Okay.
In college, she went to UConn. They won a title, I think, all three or four of her years. She either won all 4 years or three or the four. Okay. So she is... She got all the accolades you could think. Only thing she was... Only ring she was missing was that wedding ring, and she got that now. Who she married? What basketball player she married to? What famous person she married to? None of the sorts. Maya actually got married to Justin Irons, I think his name.
That's what it is.
Yes. His name is Justin Irons. I know you like, hold on.
His name sounds familiar.
That name sounds real familiar. You know why it sounds familiar? That's the guy that she was working so hard to get out of jail that was wrongly. He had been locked up since he was 17 years old.
He was in there for
23 years. So she just spent, she's known this guy for 13 years. And she has been, you know, trying to help him fight his innocence over the past 13 years. And them 13 years, you know.
They've fallen in love.
They fell in love. And, you know, he proposed to her one time. And, you know, he told her don't answer it because, you know, he wanted to ask her when he became free. And then when he became free.
And I appreciate that, though.
Yeah, because he said, you know, he didn't want her to lose. You know, because he met her when she was in college, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that.
And then her heart was just good for the work that she was doing. Yeah. And she found out, you know what I'm saying, she had a heart for him.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, you want to make sure it's not her feeling sorry for me that I'm in this situation.
Yeah.
You want to make sure she know that, you know, whenever you feel like you met somebody else or you want to be out there, you are free to do whatever you want to do. When a lot of niggas will lock you down and they be in prison.
You can't lock me down and you in prison.
Okay, well, they would like to lock you down and they're in prison.
I just don't understand that concept.
Well, this
but
one,
getting back to Mr. and Mrs. Irons. So they fall in love.
I think she's changing her last name. But
I wouldn't change my last name. He's a criminal. I mean, excuse me.
He's not. He's been exonerated.
He's done anything. But the last 23 years, he's been a ghost. So, he has no life experiences. But I tell you what, though. All y'all niggas is locked up. Hey, you
he
see?
Got hope. You got you, hope.
Listen, it's light at the end of the tunnel. You, too, can go from
don't encourage that.
Three hots in a cot to living in the big house with a woman that's famous. You know what I'm saying? But got a question for you. If you're Maya Moore's parents, how do you feel about this union?
They got
considering him. You're the one that
they introduced
him to her.
You got to be cool with it. But I mean, I'm sure that ain't what you probably wanted for her. But at the same time, she's accomplished all of her dreams and all her goals and stuff for the most part. So I just feel like she just needed love. And if that's where she found it at, I don't see nothing wrong with it. It's just the point that, you know, it's a major come up for him financially. But
I mean, WNBA players don't make that much money.
I know, but I'm just saying.
To come up for him financially.
You've been in prison.
Okay, well, to come up financially. 23
years. So unless he got a check now, did he get this? Did the people, whatever state that had him hemmed up, they got to give me something for 23 years of falsely.
Texas or some shit
like that. Falsely being accused, and I done gave y'all 23 years of my life. He might get one of them nice settlements like some of these other people.
No, he ain't getting nothing. He black.
They have gotten money. Them people.
His settlement was getting Maya Moore. Okay. That was his settlement.
Okay.
You better be happy with that, my guy. But she is signed to Michael Jordan, so he might get all the Jordans he can wear.
He ain't got but 2 feet, so.
Oh, well. It's every 7 days in a week.
So maybe.
30 days in a month. 365 in a year. 3366 in a leap year.
Okay.
So that's how many pair of Jordans he can wear a year.
Okay.
Because I'll be running it up. I'll be like, hey, they'll be tired of me at the Jordan. I'll be like, yo, where the warehouse at? Like, I can't wait.
Custom?
Yeah, I need customs. I need some freedoms. Some freedoms, some exonerated.
All right.
I need some exonerated ones. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you are the exonerated ones. That's all you got for
Mr. Iron. So, I mean, at first when I heard it, you know, I was kind of like, dang, I'll throw it off. But it makes sense because she was going too hard. There's no way you give up your career for a nigga that you ain't in love with.
Because that's the same thing I was saying. Like, they said she's going to stop playing ball. And I was like, I mean, I don't even follow basketball like that. So, you know, I'm thinking to myself, but you give up your career. I don't give a damn. I ain't making that money, much money doing what I do.
Yeah, like
I sure as hell ain't finna quit my job to go chasing around helping folk get out of prison.
Like, I really gotta believe in you. Like, I mean, like, super believe in you for me to walk away from my career.
Yeah. They just, so I'm, you know, like, I mean, can't stop getting the check that I am getting to play around with some people out here trying to free your ass.
So they met in the prison ministry program.
Uh-huh, and they said that the Lord was doing something with their hearts.
Yeah, right. Y'all people believe that y'all want to.
Don't do that.
I'm just saying. Y'all believe that y'all want. Ain't no fucking way. Mm-mm. I mean, first of all, if I'm in a prison ministry program, I'm not falling in love with no prisoner. Like, I don't.
You can, though.
No, you can't. Yes, you can. I bet you $1,000.
But listen, you could not fall in love with a prisoner. You don't have to bet me nothing. You can fall in love with people who work with you. You spend time enough with somebody.
They free.
But that's not the point.
A prisoner? I cannot fall in love with you. So you say. I'm telling you. There's no way.
Yeah.
I cannot fall. There's nothing you can say. I don't care how cute you are, whatever. No, I'm not falling for you. You can sit there and tell me if I'm a guard or something. You say, there go Mr. Jern. Ooh, hey, Mr. Jern, we're going. We looking cute today, man. Thank you. And when I leave out of here, this job, I'm not thinking about your motherfucking ass. It might make me like, let me go walk through cell block C, go see old Sheila, old big booty Sheila over there, blow my head up. Hey, nigga, that's it. That's the extent of it.
Whatever. You going over there, you play with
it. I'm doing my job. I'm walking through the cell block.
You play with it.
I would never bring you a piece of cake. Ooh, I'm going to take this piece of cake, give it to Sheila on the low. No, not doing that. I give her some drugs to sell. That's about it.
Okay, so now we know I'll be a crooked CEO. Yeah, you don't need to be in.
Oh, hell, no, what? That's where you can mark up your drug. I could take an ounce of weed and go in and be a CEO or something. Make about $700 off that shit.
And then you get locked up.
You don't get locked up till you get caught. Let's say I don't get caught till after I done move pounds and pounds of weed. Oh, I done stacked plenty of money. Yeah, so what? I lose this little punk ass job. I wouldn't give a damn.
You're giving it a little too much thought.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying. Like, you know, you think about stuff like that when you got idle time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But anyway.
I knew she wasn't just being a good Samaritan.
Yeah.
I was just like, something more is there? Because I was like, maybe she was related to the person. And I was just like, no. They're saying, okay, well. Then the story has come out.
Mm.
Mm-mm. But I mean, I'm not opposed. So
I know you're not.
I love.
You a data inmate.
I have data inmate.
Look at that. That's sad. Like that.
It's not. People are people.
People are people. But these people cannot do nothing for you. Like what?
And that's true. Now he's out. This man can do something.
But
for
now
him.
You don't like him no more when they get out.
How can you say that?
Cause they're not the same person. They free now.
They are going to be the same.
That comfort you had of knowing where they was 24 hours a day.
That wasn't the part that
gone.
Attracted you to the person.
It got to be something. What would attract you to an inmate? A nigga.
You get to know the person.
What you mean get to know him? I know. I'm looking at your rap sheet right now. I know you can't behave your motherfucking self. That's why your ass in jail.
That has nothing to do with it.
It has a lot to do with it.
There's some people who free that can't behave their damn self.
True, and they need to be locked the fuck up.
And they not.
Oh,
so
well, they
got to
get caught. But your inmate boyfriend got caught. I just don't understand. Like, it's nothing. Like,
you don't have to understand. I don't have to justify it to you.
You don't have to justify. I'm just trying to get into the mind of somebody that would date an inmate.
You're not even open-minded because your whole thing is,
I'm asking questions.
And I'm giving you answers and you still not trying to hear me.
But I'm I am countering your answer with, okay, why would you do that?
You're not trying to hear me out or hear what I'm saying. All I'm saying is you meet a person. That's just like saying it's people who will stand and never be able to waver on the idea of if somebody don't make as much money as they do, they would never be attracted to them.
Okay.
And so you saying something that doesn't have a valid basis to me if you're talking about finding companionship. The walls, the
you're
bars.
Not looking, you're not looking for companionship if you have standards like that. You're not looking for companionship. You're just looking for somebody to be with.
But I'm
that's not companionship. Because companionship is knowing that you're taking the highs, the lows, the good and the bad. So if you're already starting out, hey, I need a motherfucker to make $90,000 or more, you're not looking for love because that nigga that make $90,000, you might not love that nigga. You love what he make. You don't love him. You love his attributes.
And then people say he love is hard. I mean, marriage is hard. So why not have the money? So then, it ain't no need to worry about the law, because shit, you done love some motherfuckers that done drug you down and fuck your credit up and everything else. So why worry about love when love can't get you nothing else but a heartache?
Hey, that's what I'm saying. Just so people, they go looking for different things. You know, some people looking for good sex. Some people looking for, like you said, stability. Some people looking for a fun time, a friend, a bestie. Like, whatever you're looking for, that's what you're looking for.
And so if you could find that in somebody who locked up, then hell, what's the problem?
That's not, but you can't touch this person. So
you
why?
You can. You can go to visitation. You can see them. No, you can't come home to them. But it's people who in the free world who ain't being with their people every night. No way. Your man drive trucks. I don't trust them motherfuckers. But hey, it's people out here that's got them. The niggas is taking care of everything. Oh, because they paying all the bills, but the man coming home once a month, once every other month. And what am I doing? How am I living? Me, I'm raising your kids and you ain't here. That's a lot. That's a lot for somebody to have to deal with. So it's a whole lot of lifestyle that we will never understand. But the only thing you got to do is, you know, understand what you got in front of you. All I can tell you is, if you're looking for somebody, I mean, I'm not going to say I would marry somebody that's in prison until they got out. Because to me, that's not something that I would want to commit to, not knowing when you would be
released. Your relationship don't even count if they in jail. It does not count. The clock does not start until the person gets out. That's when your relationship starts. So if you've been dating somebody for 8 years and he's been locked down for 8 of them years, y'all relationship ain't started until he get out. All that shit, while he was locked up and she was locked up and y'all together, y'all ain't no motherfucking together. Y'all motherfucking friends on the phone just talking. That's some dumbass shit. Like, I mean,
you feel that way?
I'm just saying, it's just, you know, because I, like, after, you know, we watch Life After Lockup and everything, and it's just amazing to see the people.
I mean, that's the same thing as people who call themselves dating. You dating free people. But the nigga don't live in the same city with you. Like I say, you can't discount.
A long distance relationship. Yes, a long distance relationship is way different than an inmate.
It's just as bad, because depends on if it depends on the frequency of when you see that person. That's how people get catfished and all that bull crap.
Okay, but they got phones now. You can FaceTime and talk.
And they got them in prison too.
Not really. You can't FaceTime them any time of day. No.
If you the right type of inmate, you got a whole lot of problems.
And that type of inmate ain't never getting out. They career inmates. So you ain't gonna never. Yeah, he FaceTime me because he ain't never coming home. Yeah, he got it made in there. The niggas that's coming home, they ain't got all that shit. They only got their little time and when they can get on that. The ones that you talking about,
Lorenzos?
Yeah, the Lorenzos, they not coming home.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I'm just saying.
So, Miss Moore, congratulations on your wedding. I congratulate you from one married couple to the next. You know, just...
Yeah, congratulations. They look good together. I think they are.
Hey, as long as you're happy, I'm happy, man. You know, one happy black woman married to a black man.
Yep.
The stuff that they say don't happen, you know what I'm saying? But look, you know, of course, the feminazis, she, another black woman protecting, you know, listen, man, look, long as she happy, that's all that matters.
I mean, my thing is, they need to get over themselves. Get you some damn man. Get you a man, shit.
They don't want men. They say, hey, I don't know what they're going to do. Like, we gonna have a gap. If these feminists have their way, and these
they not gonna have
these men hating women have their way. It's men out here that hate women. I
know. I mean,
I'm just like, dude, what the fuck? Like, I say, bro, you don't have to call them bitch every time you say woman. I say woman. Then you know, man, saw that story in the bitch and the this bit. I'm like, whoa, bro, like, what the fuck?
But that's just a lot of stuff that people do because of things that they around, the people that they around, the music that they listen to. So there's a lot of reasons why people are like that. But
yeah,
you got to tighten up.
Yeah, we got to, because we're going to have a race of babies to hate the ladies to make the babies.
That's so dumb. R.I.P.
Hey, R.I.P. Pop. Listen, just like Outkast said, he said most of the girls that we liked in high school, now they dyking. I'm just like, damn. Like, all that shit they said back in the day is coming.
It's a pattern. Yeah, so you you couldn't help but expect it. Yeah. When I mean, for one, I can't say that everybody who choose that lifestyle been in a bad relationship, but there's a whole lot of people who done had some bad relationships. And niggas ain't shit.
Yeah. Niggas ain't shit.
I mean, I'm just gonna be real. And when you break somebody, somebody trusts you with their whole heart.
Hell
and
yeah.
you crush them to nothing. I wouldn't want to. I mean, I don't blame them. I wouldn't want to be with a man no more. Exactly. So when you end up in a situation like that, ain't shit else to get with but the same sex. So, you know what I'm saying? You done knocked them out. Then that's what you're dealing with. So, I laughed so hard the other day. I was listening to a comedian, and she was just talking about how men need to get their stuff together, because she was talking about how all these different lines that the lesbians in the club were telling her, and she was just like, I never get a man to be able to say these types of things to me. It was just like the lesbian was telling her how she wouldn't have to cook, she wouldn't have to clean, the girl would pay all the bills, she'd treat her this way and that way, and all these things she'd do to her. She was like, yeah, man, y'all got to tighten up. I mean, you ain't even got to tell me all of that, but shoot, do something to make me feel safe, to make me feel wanted, to make me feel something, because right now, niggas is just treating you like you down. Everybody talking about you want to be an equal, not a nigga treating you like you the nigga. Mm. That's not cool.
So his name was Jonathan Irons. Did I call him Jonathan? I made sure I didn't call him Justin. I didn't want to make sure I called him Justin.
I mean, his name on my paper. So, Jonathan Irons.
Yeah, so that's what it is. So, yeah, congratulations to them.
Yes, congratulations. Niggas ain't shit. Step it up. Step it up, black men. Step it up.
Nah, just men, period, man. It's some sorry ass niggas.
I mean, it might be, but I ain't concerned about them. I'm concerned about the black people, because we got to get it together. Because we going into some real war times, and people think that it's sweet out here in these streets, and it's not.
Excuse me. Strain of the week. Just some good old Bubba. Bubba Kush. We're going to switch up the topics. Got a question for you. Somebody is going to invest in a business, giving you some money, some startup money for a business. What are you doing with? What kind of business are you starting?
Well, I want to do something that I would enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
So it may not be the most profitable business,
okay,
but it would definitely be something that I would be 100% vested in.
Okay.
And I would say I would want to breed dogs.
Breed dogs.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's something that I feel like I really want to do.
The PETA people, the animal rights people, they don't like that.
Okay.
They don't like people that breed dogs. They think it's you're breeding more dogs in the world. It's not cool. People don't, when they get rid of their dogs,
they have to kill them.
Stuff like that. So that's, they don't really like the breeders.
But they don't have to.
Yeah.
So. I'm just saying, if I have a market for it and people like the dogs,
what kind of
that
dogs
I breed,
would you want to breed?
I mean, pits would be my ideal.
Oh, man. See, you already starting off wrong.
Not you really, because people pay for them. So why would I not want to get something that's going to give me money?
I'm not saying, but the stigma, though. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
a lot of people get scared when they see
a lot of people get
you
scared
like
when they see
Frenchies?
Black people.
You don't like the little Frenchie dogs?
I don't like any little dogs.
I like the little Frenchie, little pits. They look like little baby pits.
Well, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Little dogs have
if they have some mini pits, that'll be raw. Like some mini pits, like they can genetically make those. Like they be pit bulls, but they be the size of like the...
Yeah, like a miniature.
That'll be dope. That'll be dope.
It won't be.
Especially when they be little and even like, a pit...
Yeah, because they're so cute.
Yeah, and so if they stay that size, how could you get mad at that?
Yeah, I guess I can hear you about that, but
you see what I'm saying. So that should be a business, miniature pits. Like you genetically clone.
Probably retarded.
No, they wouldn't. They'd just be smaller.
They're not intended to be like that. So that's what I'm saying. You're doing something that's going to make them abnormal. So
I guess you have to,
So what would your business be, sir?
Oh, okay. Speaking of my business, okay. Well, since I was looking around, and I noticed that there is none of what I'm thinking of.
Okay.
So somebody gave me some money. I would invest into a BBW strip club. Wow. Hear me out.
Wow.
A BBW strip club. That should be, I call it Hams. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yeah. It'd be strictly, you have to be over a certain size to dance there.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? But you just couldn't be just any big girl because, we
want the fun in that?
We want to be entertaining. You know what I'm saying?
So you got to have some nice assets.
Yeah. You got to be, a curvy. Mm-hmm. Voluptuous is what they call them.
Okay.
And so, and I think it'll
so
be.
So they look like the Michelin man that'll work.
Some people like that though. Some people like that. So it depends if she can move that thing. Could she get a job at Hams? So you know what I'm saying. So because I don't think the strip clubs usually cater to the smaller women. You know what I'm saying. It might be one big girl in there, and then but she feel all out of place. So I want to go have one for because I know niggas like big girls. I know they do.
Big girls keep men.
That's what I'm saying. So why not have a big girl strip club? You know what I'm saying. And it'd be all good. So that's what I would do.
Yeah, not interested.
Not interested. Why not?
Mm-mm. Like, what would... I mean...
I could be Uncle Clifford in that motherfucker.
Now that's.
But I'd be a real Uncle Clifford, not like Uncle Clifford on TV.
I'm just gonna let you be Uncle Clifford. I'm gonna let you say what you say, sir. I'm not monitoring the verbiage.
I ain't talking about Uncle Clifford with a lace front. No,
I'm gonna let you have all of that because you be Uncle Clifford, and I'm not gonna be Auntie nothing.
I'm gonna have rules in the pink. You know what I'm saying? Rules in hams. Like, oh, ain't no crying in hams. You know what I'm saying?
There's gonna be a whole lot of crying in hams. A whole lot of them ain't getting their tip out.
Why not? Come on.
For one, it's not even... My thing is, when you make it for big girls only, it's not real.
Why not?
Like, make it be to where it's a balance in giving people what they like.
People, why? Listen, why not? I'm catering to one crowd, the people that like that. That's who I want to... That's the crowd I'm catering to. Because it's like, listen...
I mean, we don't need you to feel like
it's not,
you
no,
got
no.
to give something...
It's not giving something. It's putting the filling the void. It's niggas out there that love big women. And that would be a dream for them.
Okay.
They go to the strip club now.
Like that's your, that's just might be your dream for
they
you.
They go to the strip club now. They just be sitting there like, man, I mean it. Man. But then you just think, you know, you see old damn tsunami come up there and show somebody like that.
I can't. Moving right along. Because you terrible. Right
listen, now. That would... All right. So yeah, people, what would you take your startup money and start? Let us know in the comments. Let us know, and you know, let us know. We want to know. Since we was talking about marriage earlier, let's talk about the other side of marriage. And what's that?
Breaking up.
Divorcing, breaking up. Guess who's breaking up? Cardi B and Offset. You know, we're not that type of podcast where we talk about the current events and shit like that. But since we married. And we kind of celebrities. Well, at least I am.
I'm about to say, you're not, but yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And since this divorce, like, how do you feel about that? Like,
I mean, why should I feel anything? It's Cardi B. Like, she
I've
is
seen people
retarded.
Online saying we shouldn't be making jokes about them divorce. Divorce is real. This is a real person's life. And allegedly he was cheating, but.
I mean, but why would you expect him not to be cheating? Like, he's Offset.
Exactly, and that's how you got him. He cheated on his girl to get with you, so
the wheel keeps turning.
Yeah, like he got like 5 baby mamas. So, that nigga, if a nigga got more than 1 baby mama, he cheat, bro.
Yeah,
like just let's just be real with you.
That's well, what that okay. means.
We'll say 2 baby mamas
because I know you cutting some of your friends.
Yeah,
out.
Yeah, I'm cutting some of my friends out that I know there's some straight up guys.
And so they're not, but
they are. If you got more than 2 baby mamas, you cheat because it's just not possible. You know what I'm saying? You like random pussy. So if you got 1 or 2 baby mamas, you a good upstanding guy.
You might be.
3 baby mamas, girl, you better watch out for him. He, you know, the nigga might 4-5.
He loose with the dick.
Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? So when you get with a nigga with a lot of baby mamas like that, like you said, that nigga love raw sex. Like the nigga don't wear a condom. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Not at all.
Yeah. Like nigga with 1 baby mama, you know, it might slip up, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, but.
Or it just might not have worked out. Yeah. Might have been a real relationship. Didn't work out.
Yeah, so Cardi B, Offset, I mean,
Cardi B like to be out there in the streets too, so she...
I mean, you like I
she
said,
she is
not,
hella ratchet. Yeah. So what do you expect for your life, honey?
She says she don't cook, she don't clean.
But now she done got her ass kicked to the curb, so what song you gonna come out with now? Because your wet ass pussy couldn't keep him. What the hell else is gonna keep
him? Hey, man. Hey, listen. That I'm WAP ain't all you need, women. You need to learn how to cook and clean. You know, money ain't all be all. You know what I'm saying? Look, they both got money. Still didn't work out.
Yeah, because she ain't interested enough. Because I don't care what nobody say, you can't just be one dimensional. That's the problem. Because, I mean, she don't have nothing going for her. Everything about her is hood. She happened to make money. Okay, so you lucked up on that one. But why would that be something? If he already got money, it's not even something that's moving him. So the stuff that you could bring to the table, you ain't bringing to the table because you ain't moving and shaking. You just one-dimensional. What the people threw at you, you took it. You singing, you rapping, whatever you want to call it. You loud, you obnoxious. I mean, like, after a while, they get old. So ain't nobody really want to see that and be across from that every single day. We at, you know what I'm saying? We at the house. We dealing with the children. I mean, you just like, like your noise is just much. It's much.
You think she act like that in real life?
I don't know, but she puts on really good. And I mean, I just feel like she ghetto as hell, even when she talk wrong, normal. Mm. It's just like, she's so annoying. Like, I don't blame him. I would have cheated on her, too.
Damn. Wow. So, I guess you ain't catching no bail over here, Cardi. Like, but, you know, it's just funny how when Jada cheated on Will, it was, you know, an entanglement. You know, they was, you know, not running her through the mud. But then Offset allegedly cheated on Cardi, and they just talking shit about Offset.
It's like only because the relationship is not working.
No, it's not fair. Women, when y'all cheat, y'all don't never catch the brunt like men. I don't understand why. In the public eye.
When women cheat, it's more to it. When men cheat, a lot of times it's just...
It's fucking...
They just being ridiculous.
It ain't nothing... Like, I could... 98% of the time when niggas cheating, they don't really love the person they cheating with. It's just... Yeah, you know.
But most of the time, women do.
And women, y'all be all in... Y'all... See, that's the thing. Once y'all get to the point where y'all fuck the nigga, it's too late, and y'all are all wrapped up and everything. Like, the nigga can fuck the little side piece and be like, oh, nah, I just messed up, blah, blah, blah. But y'all, because y'all be, it'd be so emotional with it that it's over. It's over. So,
it could be over.
Yeah, man, so, yeah.
I mean, I feel sorry for him because, of course, I don't want him to have to get a divorce if they didn't have to get to this point, but.
Well, I think they in Georgia. I think they live in Georgia.
No, that just means they got to be separated for a year before they can get it done. You ain't got no water or something?
I do. I think Cardi B made like $100 million. So Offset gonna be do you some money.
To say half 50-50.
Yeah.
He can't get no 50-50.
I think Offset gonna get a check if she
child,
leave.
Please, we'll somebody, just have to stay together.
Somebody probably advised her about that, and I bet you she get her shit together.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Climb on back in here. But, I mean, I wish everybody the best in their relationships, but
a child, little two-year-old girl. I think her name's Culture or something like that.
Yeah, it sounds like that's right.
Yeah, something with a K. But, yeah, man, so y'all get y'all shit together. Go to counseling. I mean, whatever. Yeah.
Stick it out.
Yeah, stick it out, man. I mean, y'all only been married a couple years, bro. Like, can't quit already. Yeah. Jesus.
Ain't been through nothing.
I ain't lying. Y'all ain't even went broke yet. Like, what y'all gonna... Like, if y'all can't stay together, y'all got money. What y'all gonna do when y'all bottom out, y'all career start failing? You know what I'm saying?
You mad because of somebody. Yeah, but that's the thing, because the thing is, the nigga done got reckless to where people know that he done been cheating. Mm. If it wasn't, you know what I'm saying, if it wasn't public knowledge, she would have cussed him out, and it wouldn't even matter. But since you telling everybody about your wet-ass pussy, and now you can't keep a man, that supposed to been the rat trap. You supposed to be able to keep him. Now you can't even keep a man. So, yeah, that's messing your little swag up, boo.
Speaking of messing swags up, we got two HBCU presidents. They joined in the COVID-19 vaccine trial, and they are recommending students to do the same. I'm going to say it again. Two HBCU presidents are joining in on this vaccine trial, and they're telling people, yeah, y'all should do it. What the fuck does this sound like?
The Tuskegee experiment.
Niggas! Why ain't they taking this shit to Princeton University and Harvard and shit like that? Take it up there. Why don't they try it up there at them schools? Oh no, we're gonna go to HBCUs and pump it to them.
Yeah, why? Because we're gonna cut them a little check, and like I always say, all you gotta do is shake on the nigga tree. You can get whatever you want.
God.
Niggas are bought and sold in this country every day. Niggas. And this is stupid. Talking about we need people like us to be in the trial. No, the fuck we don't. They've been making medicine based off of white men all this time. Let them keep doing that.
Listen,
mess.
Okay, so let's get into the story. The presence of two historically black colleges in New Orleans stunned their campuses when they announced in a joint message that they had participated in a vaccine trial for the COVID-19 and then encouraged students to do the same. The announcement by Walter M. Kimbrough of Dillard University and C. Reynold Verrett of Xavier University of Louisiana in early September immediately conjured up conversations about a common distrust of medical institutions among black Americans stemming from an extended list of past malfeasance, especially the study of untreated syphilis among black men, also known as the Tuskegee experiment. How the fuck did we just say that and the shit just came up in the fucking article? Because you know why. Niggas don't trust the motherfucking doctors. And how the fuck, bro, like, come on, man. He said, we're protecting our communities, Verrett told the NBC News. It is important to have people like us in these trials. What? He said, when the vaccine comes, we want it to be available and to work on our community. Participating trials is the only way to do so. We only have 1 or 2%. We need 10 to 15% participation.
And we won't.
Nigga, that's cause you get a fucking incentive.
You get a check, yeah.
You get an incentive if you get it at 10 to 15 points. Y'all niggas ain't even trying to hide this shit. They think niggas is fucking stupid.
They think so, but I ain't dumb.
Nigga, are y'all fucking crazy? So you gonna let them sign up to test a vaccine on y'all? Oh my God. And then
you all it's gonna be is it's gonna be a good bit of people dying.
These are niggas at our colleges and university, the presidents of the black schools
and like
is telling
it's because you're getting a check.
Nigga, oh my God, bro.
Your school is getting a check.
Hold on.
And that's what they doing.
I'm gonna see if I can call the most controversial nigga alive, Anwar Austin. I can say his name here because he's a good guy.
I'm glad you think so.
And I'm just gonna ask him this question. I hope he answers his phone.
Hey, good evening, sir.
Hey, good evening, Anwar, man. Listen, for one, just want to let you know you are live on my podcast right now. I just gotta ask you a question, brother.
Ask me anything. I'm gonna be honest now. I'm going to be honest.
That's why I called you. What do you think about the HBCU presidents encouraging its students to take the participate in the COVID-19 vaccine, sir?
Okay, I'm gonna preface my comment by saying this. In the early 1920s, Robert Mouton, a member of Phi Beta Sigma, coerced black nurses and black medical personnel at Tuskegee to go into black rural impoverished communities and use them as test subjects for the United States Public Health Administration. Having said that, I want to fast forward now. HBCU presidents have always allowed white medical officials, white medical and white pharmaceutical companies to experiment on black students and black people surrounding HBCU communities. So this is not new. So that's, I want to preface all that by saying this. This is a societal norm within black educated America to allow these kind of things to happen. It's highly unethical. Nevertheless, HBCUs now serve as experimentation environments for whites to use them as variables in an array of projects.
Wow. Look at that.
And if you need if you need context, you need a book, let me know. I have many of them.
Oh, see? Listen, they're not even trying to hide it in front of us no more, man. They're not even trying to hide it. They're not even trying to make it look like, you know, it's a covert operation anymore, bro. Like they just throwing it out there, and the presidents of these schools we need people to why can't take it to Princeton, take it to Yale, take it to these other schools. Why they gotta come to the poor black schools and communities? Like,
because they know y'all niggas mess over money and y'all need a check.
Yeah. And then they said they need to get the numbers to 10 to 15% because I think that's the incentive spot, brother. I think that's the incentive where they get the kickback when they get a certain amount in.
Hey, King Germ, I'm going to address you by the name you go by on the podcast. King Germ, let me add this one on too. When I was a student at Johnson C. Smith, Bill Gates gave tens of millions of dollars to Johnson C. Smith to use certain technologies and to implement certain curricula for black students so he could study HBCU students' response to certain information. We've always, and I say we because I'm a product of HBCU, used to work at one, went to one. Black students are always the test dummies for what white people want to do and what white people may not want to expose white children to when it comes to medical and social science experiments.
Mm. There you have it.
And this is some information that is readily available on the internet. But as Malcolm X said, when you make it discoverable, black people don't search for the information. We need secrets. Mm. We don't look for the obvious. We need secrets.
Damn. That's some Some heavy shit there. Shit. Hey, hey, listen, brother. I appreciate your time. Would you like to shout anybody out while you're here?
Yeah, no, I want to shout out Panda for being a great example of black family in the 21st century. We need more black people like Mr. Coach Jeremy Israel, a good black man, his wife and his children. Want to shout out my wife and children. Want to shout out all the conscious and righteous black men and women in this global diaspora. So I want to give a shout out to all the black people globally who are righteous and who do not support damn pedophilia.
Hey, you heard it right here. Thank you for your time, brother. We got to finish this.
Anytime. Hey, man, I wish y'all success, man. Hey, thank you for the invite. I owe you one, Jeremy. I appreciate this, bro.
Hey, no problem, man. Hey, no problem, man. But, hey, it just so happened something that, like, look, like, we ain't got nothing else to talk about. You killed it.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Hey, you killed it. Like, I called the right person for this. Hey,
I'm going to text you those books that reference what I'm saying, and if you need the article, I send you the article because I just finished teaching about it yesterday morning. So let me know what you need.
Hey, man, look. All right. Thank you there, brother. All
right. Y'all have an easy one.
You do the same. The good brother Anwar right there, people. Y'all just don't understand, man. One of the most complex individuals you ever meet, but one of the most good brothers you ever meet. All he care is about black people. And if you are in the way of his care of black people, you are a problem. Because that's all he care about. So shout out to him, man. Well, man, just took us to school right there.
Yeah.
Y'all get everything on the motherfucking Frocast, bro. Y'all get every motherfucking thing on the Frocast.
The Frocast don't owe y'all nothing.
Yep. So, yeah, so, like I said, that topic is over. He killed it. He gave you stats, willing to cite references.
All that.
Yes. He even told us how to say the diaspora word.
I told you.
Diaspora. There you go.
Yeah, let's keep it right.
Yes, ma'am. So,
we even making little facts checks over here.
All right, well, let's go ahead and get into TV talk real quick.
Woo!
What's the name of the show again? Ghost Power Book 2? 2,
yeah.
So that's the name of the show, is Ghost Power Book 2. This week, we had a... it was just basically Tariq trying to get money, bruh. Like he's trying to go to school.
Yeah, his mama
in there. She doing mock trials.
Wasting money.
Wasting money. But actually, it is wasting money because she thinks she can get on the stand.
I mean, it was money well wasted, I guess, because she needed that experience.
Yeah.
She needed a breakdown. She needed to see that the jurors didn't believe her shit.
Mm-hmm.
And she going to jail if she don't figure out or get in line with what these people telling her she got to do. And Tariq going to jail.
How you feel Tariq going to jail?
Something going to happen to where these people going to get enough information that they going to be able to put him in there.
We're talking about what? The shooter?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you really think? But see, I think that's why the lawyer is trying to shift the case towards Sax. He like, yo, fuck all this Tasha shit. We got some shit on Sax. Like, Sax is dirty. I'm going after him. So he's trying to shift the focus off of Tasha to Sax. So I really don't think, and then she said that Tommy was the one that did it, so now they're looking for Tommy, if anything, you know what I'm saying, they trying to keep Tariq out, but that's going to turn into something. If Tommy find out about it, he going to come back, he might kill Tariq.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, or kill Tasha, one of them going to die. If she go through with this Tommy shit, either another baby going to, one of them three dead. I'm just going to go ahead and put it out there. I would hate to see little baby Yaz get killed.
I mean, she just said one word.
Yeah, well, she had another line. She said something else, too. So I was corrected. Somebody said, oh, nah, she had another one-word phrase. But
she's a baby. She can't keep up with all them things.
Yeah. Like, she said something like daddy, or one time she spoke to ghosts or some shit like that. You know, it was something crazy. But, so I don't know why you involved Tommy. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. But then as far as Tariq, he's still late for class. At least he's reading the books this time.
Yeah, but it's still looking bad.
I mean,
then the black dude, you around here fucking students and all, but you gonna tell Tariq.
She was a grad student.
She's still a student. talking about some what he needed to have in the paper, and talking about why if he wanted to just conform to be accepted in this place, he just messing it up for all of the struggles people went through to be at white universities. But I'm like, you over here fucking your old girlfriend, now co-worker, and then the next day you doing it to the student, you ain't even got no kind of class. Because you knew that lady was in that office over there.
No, he didn't.
He did.
No, because she didn't.
He thought he was there by himself, but I feel like you had to hear something in that room. And even if you didn't, you at your job. Why are you having loud sex at your job? I don't care if you thought nobody was there.
Well, that means he didn't think nobody was there. And then he might be a sex addict, too. I think that's his problem, too. Because you see the way he was acting like he couldn't let the girl leave. Like, then he just grabbed her. So I think both of them are sex addicts. That's why they know they can't be around each other. I think that's the issue with both of them. Because, you know, the writing on power ain't that deep. You know what I'm saying? You can piece together something. And, you know, because the whole Mary J. Blige family situation, like this, man. Like,
it's ridiculous.
Okay, so Mary was had her husband, name was Lorenzo.
Correct.
He's locked up in prison, all right? He still runs the business from prison. In prison, he's living it up. He got everybody working for him. It's all love for Lorenzo. So apparently, Mary's on the outside. She's dealing with a cop, and you know she's getting used because I mean the husband know about it. It ain't no secret. You know what I'm saying? Because I think the husband, you know,
probably had her to mess with him.
Yeah, because he, you know, or that's one of her little rebellion things. But yeah, she messes with a cop for information. They have 3 kids. One kid, they got 2 boys and a girl. One dude, that's the oldest kid, Nino, Kiko, Kino, or something like that.
His name is Andre?
The oldest boy?
Yeah, the one who can't handle things. And then the one who is Bobby Brown.
Yes, that's Kilo, Kino, Nico, or something like that. What's his name?
Bobby, the one that played Bobby Brown, his name is something like, not Chance, but it's...
It's like Kiko, Nino, Lilo, something like that. Mm-mm. But anyway, so they got 3 kids, 2 boys and a girl. One of them is kind of soft. He ain't really into the streets. One of them is all fully bought in. And then the daughter, they don't let her do anything. They keep her out of, you know, because she's a girl. So that's their whole family dynamic. Then their cousin live with them. They got dreams of him going pro. So, you know, I got either him getting killed or getting kicked out of school because he did some dickhead shit. Like, he's not even, he's in academic probation right now. So, that's the whole deal with Tariq being at the school. He has to make sure he gets out of probation. So, the dude ain't doing no fucking work. Tariq doing all the work for him. Therefore, Tariq ain't doing none of his work and trying to get money for his mama because Tariq got all kind of schemes going. They're getting fake prescription paper, they selling pills at party, and now he's in a fucking partnership with Mary J. What's her name on the show? Like Mo or something like that. They call her Mo. Yeah. So she's supposed to be getting, so they working together. So she called her husband, let him know that Tariq working for him. Tariq.
Yeah, Monet.
Yeah, Monet. So then her husband, Lorenzo, calls Tasha and let him know, like, yo, Tariq working for us. If he fuck it up, he dead. You know what I'm saying? So this is all crazy.
Yeah. They got a lot going on in there. And my biggest thing with it is that it's almost as if they call themselves trying to give us a treat with Lorenzo. But Lorenzo ain't no ghost.
So you think he's cute?
He look all right, but he ain't on ghost level. Like, y'all can't just throw us any little light skin.
They gave y'all Method Man. They gave y'all new Method Man. Buffed up Method Man off the...
He look all right, but you know what I don't know. I just can't. I can't get into his character. He's not as... I don't know.
He Method Man.
He seem a little slimy.
It's just because he Method Man. Like, I can't get over Method Man. Like, I'm ready for him to bust out and just start saying... M-E-T-H-O-D, man. Like, I'm just waiting for him to... Like, that's... It's just funny. But, I mean, you know, because it's mess. But other than that, solid episode. I think we covered everything. They did clean Tasha up in this episode because, man. And
the other brother name is Kane.
Kane.
So, that's what I was just like... I said Chance, but you was talking about Nico. Nino.
I was close.
Like, what the hell are you talking about?
I said Kano, Kino, or something. You I said Kino. That was the closest.
That was the closest, but it wasn't close enough.
You said Chance.
Okay, well, his name was Kane.
Kane and Chance?
Yeah. I at least had most of the letters. I had all of the letters, actually.
I said Kino.
Okay, bro, that's a K. They spelling this C-A-N-E. Kane, like a candy cane.
Oh, Kane. Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah. So, right. Moving right along.
Yeah, man. So, Power comes on Sunday, Stars. We didn't get a chance to start Lovecraft Country, you know, because Queen Jern was out with her friends all weekend. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? She was all off. So we didn't get a chance to start that.
Checking on bereaved families. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. I don't, I mean, you tell me anything.
I could.
You know what I'm saying?
And would.
Yeah.
And probably did.
Yeah, so, I mean, it is what it is. Whatever.
just when I thought I liked you. You always got to
start
with the bullshit.
So, yeah, we didn't get to Lovecraft Country. 12, J, excuse
we
me.
We did watch that, what you call it?
What?
Oh, Love we did, After Lockup.
We started, you know, we so far behind on that.
Oh, well, whatever. Just that say was, at least give us credit for the fact
we
that
we did start watching, we did, because I forgot about Life After Lockup, you know what I'm saying? We know we used to bring our little weekly thing with that, so we're going to get caught up on that, and then because we get current with what's going on now, because we forgot all about that show. And, you know, we got to know what's going on with Michael, Megan, and Sarah, you know.
Too much.
Marissa, no, what's her name? What's her name? Marcel. What's her name? Marcelino and Brittany. Yeah, you know. I don't know. Did we see Scott and they didn't show our boys, but they did show at the beginning. He did. They did show motherfucking crack. They showed it. I said, yeah, they know we love that. They said they know the fans love that. They make sure they show you that every time. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so we're going to get caught up on that. It's another show, Love Fraud. That's some J. Will. Shout out to J. Will. He suggested that one. So we're going to get into that one, too. So, you know, people loading us up with stuff to watch. Personally, I'm watching The Boys. I haven't started this season because I'm waiting for it all to fill up because I can't wait. I don't like to wait week to week on certain shows. So, yeah. So I give my boys wrap up after that. So that's all for TV Talk, I think. Yeah, we'll say it's all for TV Talk. It's now time for Bad Black Cinema. People, over here on Black Cinema, or the BBC, as we like to call it.
I don't like to call it.
What we happens here is we take situations suggested by either you, the viewer, or picked up by me, myself. I bring it here, show the Queen Germ, and we act it out. We are not paid actors at all. Neither one of us have a SAG card. Neither of us with the Juilliard. And neither one of us was even in the drama club. All right? Even though one of us is full of drama. You know what I'm saying? But
I feel like I might have been in the drama club, wouldn't you?
Nah, you weren't in the drama club.
You a hater.
Nah, I'm just saying. So, here we go. Topic for tonight is strangers meet at the bar, but he's not her type. Would you like to be the he?
You can't do the opposite sex, so that's just
you. We tried doing the opposite sex tonight. Come on,
I'm not giving you that.
I'm gonna do the voice this time. I'm gonna do the voice, but now I'd be the man. So you ready?
You can do the voice. If you can do the voice, then you can be the girl. But you can't be the voice of sounding like a man.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna do the girl voice then. This is gonna be classic. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Ready. Action.
What's up, shorty?
Shorty, my name is Brenda.
Well, what's up, Brenda? Where you from?
Why?
I'm trying to get to know you. What's the problem?
Ain't nothing to get to know.
You in the spot? I mean, so,
and there's a whole other lot of people in here.
Well, I like you. So,
okay, but and so that's fine. A lot of people like me. Look at my Instagram. I get a lot of likes.
I'm in your face.
A lot
right
of
now.
Likes.
So what's
well,
wrong?
Well, I mean, you can be out of my face.
I can't buy you a drink.
No, I don't drink.
So you eat?
Nope, I don't eat.
What's the problem with you? Why you acting?
What you mean? Like I'm saying, you see, I'm on my phone, right?
So you just really finna act like you don't see me standing?
I'm just saying. I'm
talking to you.
Okay, I understand that, but I'm not talking to you. So why are you still talking to me?
So that's how you doing things.
I mean, what you mean? Like, I just don't understand. You don't get it. Like, I'm sitting here not paying you no attention at all. I haven't talked to you. I haven't even looked at you. And you still in my face talking to me. Like, that's rude.
No, you're rude.
I'm not rude. I've been nice the whole time. I ain't said nothing. How can I be rude by not saying nothing? That don't make no sense. You come up here talking about, I like you. I want to buy you this. I want to buy you that. I ain't said nothing, but I'm the rude one. Please, come on.
I asked you what your name was.
And I told you my name was Brenda, and that was it.
Okay.
And you ain't have to say nothing else, but you kept talking.
Okay, I did.
You kept talking.
Okay, and you
now I'm upset.
Yeah, that's now why I'm upset. Never get no man.
Oh, I got a man.
You ain't got a man.
He right over there. He'll kick your fucking ass.
Obviously not.
Yeah, he'll beat your ass. So won't you just walk off before I go get him?
He came over here yet.
Well, he'll be there and say it ain't nothing. He can't be over here.
So you got imaginary niggas now?
No, ain't no imaginary. He about to imaginary whoop your ass. How about that?
You got to imagine.
Bad off.
Yeah, bad off.
You the one up here with your cheap ass shoes on. Talk about you want to spend some money on somebody. You need to spend some more money on them damn shoes. How you going to come up in here some Crocs on? Nigga, please.
Whatever.
Them Crocs.
You a Croc ass bitch.
Whatever. Call me what you want to, but you won't be calling me because you ain't got my number.
Everybody got your number.
No, you whatever. You ain't got it. Cut.
I can't stand that. And then you came completely out of your voice to sound like a nigga again, but whatever. That's why we will not do the opposite sex show. My voice already damn deep, so I don't need to try too hard to sound manly.
Well, that's the Bad Back Cinema. If you'd like to submit suggestions, send them to either the King Germ 1 Twitter, the @NappyAfro Twitter, the Frocast on Instagram. Send your suggestions there. We'll act them out. Got a question from the nation.
Really?
Yes, we got a question from the nation. Let's go. Let's check it out.
Yeah, please get it together. Cue it up, nigga.
Calm down, man. Says subject Frocast. He said, "What's up, Roy fam? I recently was thinking about moving in with my baby mama so we can be a family, but I'm having an issue. She can't cook. She adds too much sugar to everything. Everything is too greasy. The presentation sucks, and all her dishes taste bland. My youngest baby has even said something to me about her food. Plus, she wants to cook all the time. Should I cancel my moving plans and keep eating fast foods? What should I do?"
I mean, if you really think it's worth it, you need to help the woman. I mean, I'm sure she wouldn't be opposed if you nicely came in there and said, "Baby, let me cook a little something with you. You do this part and I do that part." She'd think it's cute if you come in there the right type of way. But if you sit
what's
there
the right type
about,
of way?
All so, you gotta do is say, "Baby, let's cook together."
Okay, so what if I come at you and say, "Hey, listen, baby, you put too much sugar in the food, and all the food you cook is greasy and it's bland."
You don't have to say all that.
What if I said that?
It can't be greasy and bland.
Why can't say the truth?
Give it some flavor.
See, that's the thing with men. Y'all want men to be open with y'all, but when men are open with you, when y'all ask us how we feel, it turns into an argument, and that's not fair.
Niggas ain't got no feelings unless they talking bad to you. They can tell you what your shit don't do, but when you tell them, "Oh, nigga, that was some weak ass dick you had last night." Oh,
hey, I know. Look, I knew.
Yeah, but you ain't want nobody to call you on that shit.
Hey, you call me. I know when it's a bad performance. I'll be like, "Yo, bro, I just got through that one, man. Like, wow, man." Like,
yeah,
you know.
But then how you know what I'm going through before I get to that kitchen? How about y'all calm me down? How about you tell me something good before I have to go in here after being at work all damn day? Then you worried about if something greasy shit. I might have just needed to drain something. That's all you probably got to do.
But what
run that oil in a bag somewhere.
I mean, just, I'm just saying, like, so in that situation, you said you got to come at him the right way, but the right way is like...
You ain't trying. You giving excuses why the nigga can't come at the people the right way.
I'm just saying.
All you got to do is try to be kind.
So if I came to you and said, "Baby, that stuff was too greasy," how would you take that?
My thing is, why you even got to be all that about talking about something that stuff's too greasy?
So if I say, "Baby, you remember, you used to do that too." I was like, "Hey."
You can't tell me nothing.
Because one time I was just like, "Yo, now, you're just getting out of hand." I remember that one day. This was way back in the Athens, Georgia days. It was like you had put sugar in the mac and cheese. I said, "You put sugar in the mac and cheese one time?" He was like, "Yeah." I was like, "What are you doing?"
I mean, I've been putting it in there. So you put that sweet ass heavy cream in there. That's got some sweetness to it too. It ain't no savory flavor. That's why they put it in there.
Okay, but I don't.
So you do what you do, and I do it the way I do it.
Okay.
That's my thing. Like, nigga, cook sometime. Then maybe I'll like some shit you make, and maybe I'll learn from you. But if you sitting over here always critiquing a nigga, shit, I don't want to hear that. And especially when a person is doing something they don't normally do. So if I wasn't somebody who was
kids,
crazy.
You should normally be cooking. Like, ain't no reason.
Fall back. What I'm saying is, this ain't some shit I love doing. So if I'm cooking to fill a need because my children need to eat or my man, I need to eat, whoever, then don't look at it like, oh, I ought to be top chef. It's the point of I'm doing something that is out of love and concern for my family.
Yeah.
So my family needs to have some damn love and concern and respect for what I got going on.
Okay, but you should also have some love and respect for your family when you're cooking and make that shit goddamn edible. Like, if you making it too sugary, too greasy, and no flavor.
Okay, well, y'all that young.
And I got to put all kinds of sauces and shit on my food to do something.
Keep eating at the drive-thru, eat at your mama house, do whatever the hell you got to do. So by the time you come home, you ain't got to eat the food if that's the case.
Yeah,
but it ain't got nothing to do with whether you going to make a home with a woman. You can cook too. If both of y'all working, hell, that mean both of y'all could be cooking, both of y'all could be cleaning,
that. So if you was a woman in that situation and I moved in, I was like, hey, man, the cooking subpar, and I start cooking, you would be okay with that?
Yeah.
But I got to cook all the time now.
Yeah, because that ain't my problem no more.
You ain't going to never cook again, is you?
Probably won't.
Yeah, see?
Probably won't.
See?
But that's not my fault. Because if you don't like it, you got to be man enough to do something about it. So why are you going to sit here and complain, but you ain't trying to do shit?
So no, if I eat tips, though, what about you don't take tips?
I don't need no tips. Let me cook the shit I'm good
at. See, that ain't fair.
Everything, I can't possibly be fucking up everything. If I got to do breakfasts, you do the dinner, then hey, that's what the compromise got to be. Mm. But you ain't going to come up here telling me, oh, you going to stand in the kitchen with me and you going to watch over my shoulder what the fuck I'm doing. No, the hell you ain't. Eat the shit or don't eat it. It's up to you. The choice is yours.
But I mean,
the choice is yours, nigga. Don't come in my kitchen with that bullshit. Uh-uh. I ain't for that.
So
drain the grease, put some salt on top of that damn sugar, and balance that out. That's all I can tell you.
God damn. You just going to kill him. Balance it out. That nigga going to just die.
Balance it out.
He going to die.
Drink some water. We all got to leave here.
Damn. So would you move in?
Hell yeah. If you say you trying to be with your family and stuff, food ain't got nothing to do with the shit. Is the pussy good? You laid up in there one time and got damn nut out. So hell, you might as well go on over there. If you going to cook some days, cook some days. If you ain't going to cook, eat the shit. Don't eat the shit. That's up to you. I mean, but food shouldn't be the reason why you say you can't be with your darn child and the baby mama if the girl just suck at cooking. I mean, like I said, you get some good, cute little tips. Y'all in there hugging on each other, moving around, cutting up this, doing that. You know what she doing. Take the sugar out of there. Tell her, oh, baby, I think we'd be good with this. Taste it first and see if you want to put sugar on yours. Then that way, if she likes sugar, put the sugar on your thing when you get it on your plate. And then the rest of it ain't messed up. You know, you can find a nice way to say things to people. If you say it in the right way and a person can genuinely trust that where you coming from is a place of love, then you ain't got no problem.
So that's why we got a problem.
Yeah, because I'm coming from a place of love. You messed up.
How I messed up?
You fucked up. So
what I did?
Nigga, you not stable.
What you talking about?
Okay.
Oh my God, I'm not stable.
You're not 100%.
So I am 100%.
You be coming at people in a strange way sometimes.
No, I do not.
Yes, you do.
I'm coming from a place
then
of love.
And you play this little game of the victim and, I mean, not me. I would never do that and all this other. Nigga, you rude and you nasty.
I think, no.
You are. No. Because you're very judgy and you.
I'm not judgy.
Yes, you are. You quick to want to supervise a nigga.
I'm not supervising.
But you ain't. But hey, if you gonna do it, do it. Take over, drive. But don't be over here in the passenger seat, reaching over here on the steering wheel. That's the shit I don't like. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
I don't be doing that.
Yes,
but,
you do. You know. You always want to one up me. Yeah.
I mean, stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane. If you gonna cook, say I'm cooking tonight. Don't let me start some shit and then
but
you got
you
to
just
come
said
in there.
If I could come in there and help.
I don't need you doing that shit though.
So when you cooking,
if you knew I was cooking and you feel like what you doing is better than mine, just do it.
Well, I can't help you.
I don't need help. I don't need
that
no
help. That ain't fair. Well, you just said come in there and say, ooh, baby,
and
cut
know,
up.
And know how to handle it. You don't know how to talk to me. You don't know how to talk to me at all. You don't. Because number one, like I told you before, I do not like to be critiqued when it come down to my parenting and my cooking. Those things are off limits.
But it's me, though. This is me. I should be above those.
You're not.
Those rules, because me and you different. Like, I'm not coming at you like coming at you. Like, I know you, so people on the outside, I can understand.
And you say and do things just to get under my skin sometimes, but then you go to work and you mad as hell because you got to deal with people that piss you off at the job. But you know, God fixes us all.
Yeah.
So that same shit you put out in the atmosphere, it doesn't come back in the human form. Okay. So now you got to look that in the face Monday through Friday and deal with it. So when you want to get mad and frustrated, pull your gray hairs out because of your interactions with that individual, just think about the bullshit you do to me. Mm. Yeah.
I'm not that bad person.
Hmm. Okay. Talking about trolling. You a troll.
No, I'm not.
Oh, yes.
No.
Because once the children explain it to me how those people operated in the classroom and they call them children trolls, when they popping up in these people classes acting stupid, making all these comments on the Zoom and all kind of carrying on, they just doing that to harass the people.
And you think that's what I do?
Yes, you do.
To harass who?
Me.
You think I harass you?
All the time. It's like you say stuff that you know is going to work my nerves up.
No.
Yes, you do. Even like when you lied when we were, where were we? Were we in Vegas when you said something about I had already placed your order?
Oh, no. This was last week. We was at IHOP.
Oh, okay. I knew we was out. So that's how I was just like, were we here? Were we someplace else? Yeah. And you know that's something that I would not have liked. Especially when you said, oh, I ordered the wrong thing or some shit like that. I don't play about my food. Like, why would you think that was funny? That shit ain't funny. You grown.
I mean,
you know that would make me angry. You know. So again, you think that's funny. The shit ain't funny. It's not funny. And then I can't say nothing to you. I say something to you. Oh, that ain't what I'm talking about. I was just, nigga, I'm on the conversation you had the last time when you said something. You was acting like you was going to be mad with me if I had did something.
Oh, yeah.
And then you flipped the script when the opportunity presented yourself to say something about it. I didn't
flip the script.
Yes, you did,
no,
nigga.
I didn't.
I'm on what you was on the last time. So how the hell I know your feelings done changed about the situation?
I still flipped the script.
You did flip the script, nigga.
If you say so.
Because if you telling somebody thank you for doing something you know you told me not to do.
As long as you don't do it. That's all I ask.
No, you didn't, because I told you that I had
advertised
and you still came at me wrong. So then when I said what you had already said, you came at me like, you know I ain't said that, blah, blah, blah. Okay, nigga, now you acting fucked up.
No, I didn't.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes, you did.
You was just
but
like,
it's all good.
No, because
it's all good.
Because I was just like, you came at me. I was like, well, I was going to tell her thank you. Exactly what I said.
Exactly. But I'm on what you was on, because the last time we had that conversation, that wasn't, you weren't in the spirit of thanks.
Okay.
You weren't in the spirit of thanks, and you know it. But that's the shit I have to deal with.
But you know.
Yeah. Moving right the fuck along.
Yeah, man. So.
You need me to tell you something?
Let's go ahead and take a music break, man. We're going to need to take a break here. We damn sure need to take a break, because...
Oh, because this nigga is sickening.
I'm sickening.
But yeah. And which messed me up, because the song of the week that I got was after the fact that a friend of mine, a friend of the show, was listening and said to me, girl, you be too hard on that man sometimes.
Mm.
And I said something smart, you know. I'm just like, whatever the fuck you talking about, what, you know.
I'm glad. I'm glad the people see it. Thank you, whoever the
friend
of the show is. A friend of the fro. Thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate it.
There's so many women who want to be in your spot.
Mm.
I said, well, shit, they can take a number. They can get the spot right here.
Look at that. Like, so many. Look at millions.
Not even.
And millions.
Not even.
Keep talking about that.
They want to be in your spot.
Want to be in this spot.
They'll take your spot.
Woo!
With no hesitation.
Whoa!
And she was just like, you know.
Oh, my God.
You got to learn how to ease up off of him sometimes.
Hey.
Some of that stuff don't even matter.
Mm.
And I told her, I said, girl, you remind me of a song I used to listen to all the time before I got this aggravating nigga. And she was like, what you talking about? And I had to break on out into it. But my song of the week is that song, and it's none other than I'm Catching Hell by Natalie Cole. And that song, you know, I guess I could dedicate it to you, but you ain't going nowhere. You ain't going nowhere. But, you know, just to let you know, I'm easing up off you just a little bit, just a hair. Just a hair.
Yeah.
So, you know.
That's a lie.
Yeah. Just a hair. But, you know, when she said that song, she started out talking about, you know, some of them little things that don't even really matter, that you get on my nerves. You know. once the nigga gone, you miss all those little things that they used to do, you know. Yep. So I just want you to know that I ain't trying to catch no hell with you or without you. But this song right here, I want to let it play. Be easy. Do your thing. Natalie Cole, I'm catching hell.
Well, my song of the week, I actually donated my song of the week this week. Sleazy the Black Farmer, he requested Hearts of Men by Tupac to be the song of the week. I mean, I can't say too much about it, but it was off the Tupac album, All Eyes on Me, one of the highest selling hip hop albums of all time. So I donated my song of the week to Sleazy the Black Farmer, and this is Hearts of Men, Tupac. Hope okay. y'all enjoy. We're going to take a music break. Frocast 423. We'll be back in a minute. The real side. Now in the crowd, it's going to be some real motherfuckers, and it's going to be some pussies. Now the real niggas going to be the ones with money and bitches. The pussies going to be the niggas on the floor bleeding. Now everybody keep your eyes on the prize, because the ride get tricky. So you got some niggas on your side that say to your friends, but in real life, they're your enemies. Then you got some motherfuckers that say they're your enemies, but in real life, they eyes is on your money. So your enemies just say they're true, but in real life, them niggas will be snitches. It's a dirty game, y'all. Y'all got to be careful about who you fuck with and who you don't fuck with, because the shit get wild, y'all. Keep your mind on your riches, baby. Keep your mind on your riches. 911, it's an emergency. Cowards tried to murder me from hood to the birds. Every one of you niggas hurting me. Shit, I'm legendary, nigga. Scary and paralyzed. Nothing more I despise than a liar. And cowards die. My mama told me when I was a thief. Such a vicious motherfucker. Why these devils set me free? I proceed to make them shiver when I deliver. Criminal lyrics from a worldwide mob figure. Thug niggas from everywhere, Mr. Machiavelli. Niggas is waiting for some thug shit. That's what they tell. So many rumors, but I'm infinite, immortal outlaw. Switching up on you ordinary bitches like I'm South. And every breath I breathe until the moment I'm deceased, I'll be another moment falling as a G. I grip the crowd, then I start again. Eternally, I live in sin until the moment that they let me breathe again. The heart's no heart for the fight. I was in every hand. Then by five, I was in all of them. Whichever one was winning. The heart's a man. I wasn't fighting shit. Nigga made me unball my fist once. Sure how scared I was. I had my fist up ready, but motherfucker, put your hand down. My lyrical verse was so much pain to some niggas it hurts. My guns bust. If you ain't one of us, it gets worse. Bitch niggas get they eyes swole. In fly mode, I'm a homicidal outlaw. In 5-0, get your lights on. The fight's on. Tonight's gonna be a fucking fight, so we might roll. My own homies say I'm heartless, but I'm a G to this until the day I'm gone. That's regardless. Ride by, niggas bow down. Thought I rot in jail. Pay bail, a niggas out now. Throw up your hands if you dubbed out. First nigga act up, first nigga getting drugged out. I can be a villain if you let me. A motherfucker if you do upset me. Tell the cops to come and get me. Rip the crowd like a phone number. To start again, don't have no motherfucking friends, nigga. Look inside. No heart for the fight. Everybody know one nigga's drinking. Every week he get his ass whooped. He never wins a fight, but he always wants to fight. Ain't no heart to man. No heart for the fight. Engaged in making money in the 50 states. Keep your mind on your chips and fuck a punk bitch. No longer living in fear, my pistol closed in hands. Convinced that this is my year, like I'm the chosen man. Give me my money, you label me as a don. If niggas is having problems, open fire a bomb. I died and came back. I hustle with these lyrics as if it's a gang of crack. Thugging is in my spirit, I'm lost and not knowing. Scarred up, but still flowing. Energized, still going. Can it be fate that makes a sick motherfucker break on these jealous ass cowards because they're evil and fake? What will it take? Give me that baseline, I'm feeling bomb. Death row, baby, don't be alarmed. The homie quick gave a nigga a beat and let me start again. Represent, because I've been sick, the heart's a man. No heart for the fight. I was in every game. Then about five, I was in all.
Tonight, I just want to talk to the ladies. Oh, fellows, you're cool, but girls, if you got a good man, you'd better keep him. Oh, I know you're saying right now, what does she know? Who is she to tell me about my situation? Well, I don't know your situation, but whatever it is, you should try to stay together. You know that big argument that you had the other night, remember? Well, today it's not nothing. Just don't let them leave you, honey. Because then you'll find out that it wasn't those real big things you loved about him. It was the real small things. Go on and laugh, but it's true. You know, things that you've seen 1,000 times around the house but never paid any attention to. Like helping with the groceries and helping in the yard and painting and repairing and paying the bills. But you know, now all I have is memories and regrets. I could have given our love a chance to grow, but no. I had to challenge it and be heard. Let me tell you something. That female liberation stuff. I don't know, sometimes I don't think it's worth it. And I'm really feeling kind of bad, y'all. I'm catching hell, living here alone. I never realized, oh Lord, that you mean so much to me. I'm catching hell, living here alone. I want you to come back, baby, come back, 'cause here's where you belong, oh yeah. If I could replay that whole scene again, oh well, you know that I would never, never say to him that I love his attitude. And wow, you know that took a fool's way out, oh yeah, without one good reason why. I'm catching hell, Lord, living here alone.
Use it. You might lose.
So girls, hold on to your good thing. And don't let go.
Alright, man, we back. Hope y'all enjoyed the music. It's HBCU Confessional time. What happens is I go onto the HBCU Confessional Twitter. I go find something real nice. I bring it back home. And I show it to Queen Germ. And then she reacts. And here it goes a little something like this. I have herpes, but I don't tell anybody because of how childish people think. I got it from an ex that cheated on me. But this guy got me drunk and I was in the mood and I kept telling him to use a condom and found out he took it off when I wasn't looking. Am I at fault? Fam, you. Well, yes and no. Mostly on the no side because he got you drunk and you was in the mood and you kept telling him to use a condom and he took it off. So, actually, you're not at fault at all because...
it's his dick.
Yeah.
It's his job to protect it.
Yeah.
So, to me, if you requested that he put on a condom and he chose to be Mr. Sneaky and slip it off, then he wanted whatever them waters contained.
Yeah, but...
so, that's on him.
If she was taking her medication...
and she wasn't having an outbreak or flare-up or whatever, she should be good. It's a good chance that
she can't pass it on anyway, so...
yeah.
If you was being responsible on that end, I mean, didn't know. So I'm going to say no, it wasn't your fault. You know, it's just all on him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I wouldn't just, you know, tell people either I had herpes. You know,
you wouldn't tell people who you having sex with.
I mean, before we had sex, yeah, but I just wouldn't readily just keep telling people that, like...
I mean, the story would... going to be out anyway in a minute. Shit, you at fam, you.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, I just, like I said, that's not something, you know, hey, I mean, if we get close, then yeah, you'll know, but if not... I just, man, that's got to be worse. Man, that's got to be terrible. Because if I ain't having an outbreak, I ain't telling you shit. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, fuck that. Like, you catch me with the, you catch me in my house, you're like, oh, what kind of, you're in my medicine cabinet. You find out then that way, that's because your ass being nosy. But other than that, yeah, I don't think I'm telling. So I understand. People are childish.
Yeah, but they say y'all shouldn't be drinking and taking no herpes medication. No way. But
uh-oh.
That's a little irresponsible on your part, ma'am.
Uh-oh.
If it's a ma'am.
It's got to be.
I guess so. Yeah. It could be. You could wear a condom in somebody's asshole. Then.
Hey.
I'm just saying, I don't know. Shit.
Hey, you, hey, look. Yeah, you did.
I mean.
Hey, you right. They
I
never.
I don't know.
You right. Yep, because he said he got it from an ex that cheated on me. So
he
the ex
said my ex-girlfriend. He
yeah, guy got me drunk. Yeah, never said I. And yeah, they never said yeah. So you're right.
You don't really
wow.
know. Wow. But either way it go.
Mind blown.
Niggas need to do better because that ain't the shit right
that's
there.
That's not the shit. Not, that's not. Keep it 100 time. Queen Jern got to keep it 100.
Yes, my keep it 100 this week. Again, it's public service announcement. If you're living in the state of Florida, you can register to vote till October the 5th. So my keep 100 to
hold on,
everybody.
Hold on, hold on. Which one is it?
It's October the 5th, nigga. Get okay. there as soon as possible. Hurry up and get out there. We need everybody to register to vote so we can change what's going on right now because this ain't it.
Yeah, I'm telling y'all, this that ain't going to fucking matter. That nigga, he is not fucking losing this shit, bro. The nigga going to... listen. The nigga... man, listen, man.
He need to cut these motherfucking checks.
Hey,
if he really was thinking, he'll cut us a check next month.
So then that way,
the people be so busy spending their money, they ain't going to be thinking about going to vote. They might be high drunk, can't even get up to the polls.
Man,
so if you go on and drop these checks by the end of October, you would change the platform a little bit. Mm. I mean, I'm still vote for who I got to vote for, but I'm just saying, hey, a couple more dollars will help a nigga, especially when y'all done told the people that the shit is
so airborne. Why should I now send you a check? You just told me right then you ain't voting for me. I ain't sending you a motherfucking thing.
I mean, he don't I need you to go on show.
You don't know that we got millions
and millions
of listeners, and one of them might be one of his kids.
It could be, but somebody, all
somebody
is,
in the White House listens to the Frocast. There's a good chance somebody in the White House listens.
But if they
one
want,
of the workers in there probably be listening, like, yo, these motherfuckers funny as fuck. Like,
I mean, but if they want to know what the real niggas need, is a distraction. Watching football is not a distraction.
Yes, it is.
It is for the
moment.
See
all the motherfuckers that got
for the moment. But then you got these clowns out here doing what they're doing. If you give me some money to do a little bit of stuff.
Okay, this keep 100 time. This ain't had nothing to do with your keep 100.
I said go and vote so that we can change what's happening.
My bad, sorry.
100.
So you said something which made me say.
You got it. You still in the right. My bad. I thought your keep 100 was something totally different. My bad. Go ahead.
Yeah, because you on my paper?
No, I just.
But don't worry about it. All I say is, if you're not registered to vote, register to vote and then go out and vote. Because register to vote don't do shit if you don't go vote. So make sure you go vote.
Yeah, unless you're a felon. Some felons
don't
can
worry
vote
about it. Some of them can't have been reinstated. You tell us what your keep it 100 is, nigga, since you got so much to damn say.
My keep it 100, man, it's not as deep as Queen Germs, man. Because, yes, please go register to vote. I'm getting tired of getting on fucking social media, and they got the little tab up there telling me to register to vote. Am I registered to vote? Yes, I'm registered to motherfucking vote, nigga. Y'all just mad because my status say independent. You know what I'm saying? Y'all trying to sway me, pull me to one side or the other, and y'all just don't know. I vote for the best man for the job. But anyway.
Oh, okay.
My keep it 100. Stop with the sexy grandma challenge.
100.
Like, I've been seeing that shit on Facebook. I'm just going to go ahead and tell y'all. No, ain't no sexy grandmas. Grandma's not supposed to be sexy.
But if she's sexy,
what's the problem?
I
seen one. She said, grandma 17. I said, God damn. Some of y'all are not sexy grandmas. No. Sexy grandmas look sexy baking cakes, cooking in kitchens, not taking fucking selfies with tight dresses on, and your body don't look like it used to, okay? Some of y'all look like them little bugs off of goddamn Men
don't,
in Black.
No, sir.
I do not want to see the sexy grandma challenge. That shit is fucking ridiculous. So, yeah.
I have to check that out.
Just go do a hashtag. Just put it in there right now while I'm talking, while I'm ranting. Y'all need to put it in Facebook, sexy grandma. I said, what the fuck? I said, what the hell? These old ass women. Why y'all want to be sexy? Be a fucking grandma. Grandmas ain't sexy. That's what's fucked up. That's what we losing recipes. That's why Cardi B losing her man, cause she got a sexy grandma. I bet.
Yep.
That shit horrible.
Well, that's what I saw.
Oh no! I said go to Facebook.
I'm on Facebook, nigga.
And put tags. Go to tags. See, hey.
I don't do all of that.
Yeah, exactly. Queen Germ. Put in search. Go to the search button.
I mean, it's right there. You can touch it.
Okay. Now do hashtag.
I mean, don't talk to me like I'm crazy.
Sexy grandma challenge. If you stop, it might come up. Okay. So, yeah. Well, why Queen Germ? Listen, Queen Germ, for her to be of the technology era, she moves. Yeah, just look at, just check it. Just hit the hashtag. Yeah, it'll just come up. If you touch the hashtag, it'll come up. You know, you might look post by your friends. Look, click up.
I don't need that.
Nah, you might want to see your friends, you know, what they posted. You might know some grandma. this shit, I was just like, what the fuck? Some of their stories, like, not too bad after 12 kids, 17 grandkids. And I'd be like, God damn. You a breeder.
Yeah, most of them looking like,
Come on, man. Come on, man. Grandmas ain't supposed to be sexy, bro. So that's my keep 100.
She got 18 grandchildren.
Look at that.
She look like it.
Yeah, she look hard like a, like, yeah. Like, listen. So listen, grandma's not supposed to be sexy, okay? Y'all need it. Ladies need to stop it.
But everybody want to be sexy. So
everybody, no, but still, though, like, I don't get it. Show me some plates. Show me some furniture wrapped in plastic. That's what I think of when I see grandmas.
You can't think of that no more. Nobody has that hard plastic. All them people dead.
Okay, but still, we gotta have, you gotta keep some of the legacy going, man. What a damn, the damn thing with the china in it. The damn plates that don't never get touched. Maybe on Thanksgiving. Yeah. That's what grandmas did.
You had no grandma that had the mothballs in the house?
What? Had the, only my country grandma did that.
My grandma died used to have hers.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Grandma had all them done.
Yes, sir. All the now. He's like, whoa, the mothballs.
Live forever. Everything preserved.
I ain't him. Lying, boy. Oof. But, yeah, man. So, that's all for the Keep It 100. Winner and loser time, Queen Germ. Do you have any winners this week?
Yes. I'm going to say my winner is this girl, LaToya Wilkerson.
Winner.
She's a little chubby girl, always saying, baby, baby, I ain't worrying about what them kids saying. Baby. She is so hilarious. She's on Instagram. She's a kid. My our daughter put me on to her. And when I tell you, every video that she has posted has made me smile. I sure hope somebody cut her a check real quick because the girl is hilarious. She's hilarious. And she can't be more than like 10 or 12. So it just, you know, it just brightens my day. For one, she makes me laugh. And she's a cute little chubby girl, so... I want her to win.
So she's a cute, chubby girl. So you had to throw
she's
that in.
She's a cute kid, but she's chubby. You. And I won't. Because the same way you want a fat ass bitch to be at the strip club you done dreamt of, I'm just saying she remind me of me because I was a fat kid. So I'm just saying she's cute. She happens to be chubby.
Stop right there. She's cute.
Okay, but I can say it how I want to say it. Yeah. She my winner. LaToya Wilkerson. Check her out on Instagram.
What's she makes Instagram?
Me laugh. I don't know. Google it.
How you going to tell the people to check her out and not tell her what the Instagram is?
They better with it than I am. So, like I said, that's her name. Boozy had to put me on to how to get to her page. So, I don't have an Instagram. So
okay. So, yeah, LaToya.
You can't tell me how the fuck to say what I want to say.
I'm just asking. Tell the people.
Okay, give them something to come back for the next time. I'll have it for you the next time, nigga. Shit.
Man, my winner, man, again, not as uplifting as Queen Germs. My winner is Blueface.
Winner.
For getting people to throw their kids in his latest viral little thing. So in one of his songs, well, I don't know what the song is. It's like it's a Blueface song. So they all sound, you know, Thotiana.
Okay.
Bust down, Thotiana.
Okay.
That's Blueface. Okay. Anyway, so in his new song, so the viral thing is you sit there and hold the kid while you rap his lyrics and you throw your kid.
Okay.
So people are now throwing their kids, babies and shit. I don't know where they're throwing them. Hopefully they're throwing them on the bed. But I know somebody's going to get hurt doing this. And CPS is going to come get y'all motherfucking ass. So y'all keep throwing y'all motherfucking kids because that lets us know which parents are unfit to be parents. Because if you would listen to a Blueface song and then throw your kid, you need to turn your motherfucking kids in and CPS need to come get your motherfucking ass. So, Blueface, you are my winner for weeding out some of these bad parents, okay? Thank you, Blueface. Losers, you got any losers?
Yeah, I'm going to have to say, I mean, and it keeps coming home, but it's just Leon County, y'all need to protect these people's children.
Loser.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, you don't have to quit saying what county we live in because
I ain't seen
people it might be somebody that hate us and they're like, oh, they whittle it down now. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it don't even matter because I ain't even, I said, whatever. It don't.
I'm telling you, I'm a celebrity.
Okay, well, shit, you better get a gun.
You tell her I got one, but okay, I'm saying,
you better use it at any time.
This shit
stand your ground. Yeah. All I say is the people in Leon County School Board, they with the bullshit. They done went ahead and told these children they could play football. Now y'all done had the season opener. One motherfucking game. And now you got 11 kids quarantined. 2 games of the 6-game season have been canceled because y'all got a child that had coronavirus that played last weekend in the game. So now you got children that have been exposed. Children on the opposing team who couldn't play. So now, even if my son didn't have a broken ankle, they wouldn't be playing next week anyway.
His school?
The school that had the problem was Leon, but Leon played Ricketts last week. So now, they can't play this week because all them got to be quarantined. And so, it's a mess.
And what day was this game?
Played one game.
And what day was this game?
I want to say it was the... whatever last Friday was, I guess.
The 18th? Oh, okay, because I was about to say, because a couple of football players came over here. I'm like, hold on. Yeah, for his, that's why I'm like.
Oh, that was before the thing.
That's why I was
that
saying.
That was before his party.
Oh, okay, so, oh, shit.
Yeah, so, it, I mean, and my thing is about that whole setup is the fact that they not doing anything to protect
the
children. So, you, I mean, to me, it is.
You know what the hell hustle
time
is?
Time to shut this shit down.
You know how they was going to try to make money? They was going to sell links to the game. Since they can't have fans at the game, they was going to have their game broadcast online, and you pay $10 to watch it. You know what I'm saying?
And who they thought was going to do that?
Oh, people do it. That's the thing. Somebody sent me a link. It was like, yo, here go my, you know, my son's game. I was like, $10? So if it's $10 a game, that's how they're going to make their money.
Well, they saying that they was going to let four parents or four people from your family come out there per child. That's still going to be too many people because if you got 50 kids on the darn team,
that's 200 people. So, yeah.
So, y'all, it's just a shit show. And they just need to go on here and let these children be at the house, do their schoolwork, and call it a day.
Call it a loss, man. You're not, you know, especially on the high school level. Like, this
is not worth it.
It's not worth it. It's
like,
not
what
like.
Are you gaining?
Yeah,
what are you gaining?
It's not like college and pro. It's really liability. Not worth it in college, but. It's definitely not worth it in high school, middle school, youth league, shit like that. When I see these youth league kids playing and shit, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't get it, man. I don't get it.
So. I mean, this we got to chalk it up to the fact that this year.
It's just not. It's a wash. It's a wash.
It ain't worth it.
Yeah, so.
Protect your kids.
Protect them.
Hide
man.
Your kids. Well, that was a good memory from back in the day.
I got a loser. Got two losers, actually. My first loser, Lil Bronny.
Loser.
Lil Bronny just got caught. Well, he didn't get caught. He really recorded himself smoking weed, put it online. Lil Bronny, listen, you are the son of LeBron James. Your daddy is doing some pretty important shit right now. And I'm not talking about the shit on the basketball court. I'm just talking about publicly. Y'all pretty much got a clean image. You know what I'm saying? You can't be the one
to fuck that up.
Come on, Bronny. Don't be the one to fuck that up, all right? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're in there. Like, there's nothing wrong with you smoking weed. It is. You're 15, 16 years old. You're smoking weed. That's a problem. I wish you wouldn't.
How old is he?
He like about 15 to 16.
Oh.
So that's a problem with you smoking. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, both your parents gone. You out of town. You in the house by yourself. You and your brother. You know what I'm saying? Probably to help. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but just don't embarrass your daddy, bro. Like, listen, man, you got the world handed to you. I mean, face it, you're not going to be an NBA player because your dad's LeBron James. You're just not going to be as hungry to make it to the NBA. And I don't blame you. You know why? Your dad's LeBron James.
Yeah.
Like, you ain't going to never be good as him. You ain't. Like, you ain't cut like that, Bronny. You not. So, you know, I'm not telling you not to chase your dream, but I'm just saying.
Well, he ain't going to chase shit if his lungs full of marijuana smoke.
All them niggas in the NBA smoke weed. All them niggas. NBA has always been a weed smoking league. They used to smoke during the games and shit, during halftime. Why you think they call Robert Parrish the Chief? They ain't call him that because he looked like a. No, they call him that because he smoked. That's what. Come on, man. Them niggas used to smoke. Like back in the 80s, 70s. What? Bill Walton? They used to smoke. Like, them what, Vinnie Johnson?
They weren't smoking no good weed.
Shit, well, you know, back that was the best they had. You know, well, you know, Bill Walton probably had that dank. Now, I know he used to have good weed. Robert Parrish looked like he smoked mid. You know what I'm saying? Like, you pull up on Robert Parrish, there's a good chance he got mid. Like, he ain't had no good. Like, niggas probably ain't like smoking with Robert. But Bill Walton come through with one joint, get everybody high, boy. So, you know. So Lil Bronny, man, like I said, stop embarrassing your father, man. You're my first loser. My second loser, Tyron Woodley.
Loser.
All right, Tyron Woodley used to be a great MMA fighter, man. Great UFC fighter, former champion, I do believe. But recently, you ran up into Colby Covington. And, you know, Colby Covington is a, you know, he's a big-time Trump supporter. You know what I'm saying? But he talks shit. So Colby Covington was talking shit to Tyron
That's
Woodley before
ugly
the fight.
Black boy.
Who? Colby Covington? Uh-huh. He a white dude.
Oh, it's a little irritating black boy.
So he was about to fight Tyron. I mean, he was talking big shit. He's talking, I'm going to whoop your ass like your daddy should have. You know, just talking big shit.
Okay.
And so I'm thinking like, yo, Tyron Woodley going to come here and whoop this motherfucker ass. Germ. I thought Colby Covington beat the shit out of Tyron. Well, I'm talking about he beat the blood out of this motherfucker. And after he beat that nigga, this is what he motherfucking said. Oh, my God. It hurt me. It hurt me. Did it? Yes.
It didn't hurt you too bad.
Yeah, he was like, so after the fight, after he beat Tyron Woodley head in, he was like, this world went, he thanked the first responders and said, this world wouldn't be safe without you guys. You guys keep us safe. Then he said he's tired of the woke athletes and goes on to name drop LeBron. He said I'm sick of these woke athletes. They're spineless cowards like LeBron James. Whoa, 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 Kobe. See, now they got to send somebody in there to really bust his motherfucking ass. Cause LeBron spoke back, said, "Yeah, you know, it's one thing to say that, you know, outside the arena, but step into the arena and say that, ooh, LeBron, like, oh, come on, LeBron,
here you go.
Now look, LeBron, listen, I don't know this nigga, professional fighter, LeBron. Like, I see the way you flop on the court. I don't think you, like, I ain't never seen you throw hands with nobody, Brian. Can't scrap.
Where's LeBron James from?
He from Akron.
He
from Akron.
But he might know a little something.
But you know what I'm saying? But LeBron is 6'9", 270, and this nigga ain't nothing but, like, maybe 185, you know what I'm saying? So, Brian, you know, I don't know. And the reach and everything, so I don't know. But somebody got to whoop Kobe Covington ass. So, please, somebody step up. Bust his motherfucker face in his next fight.
Somebody do it for him.
Shut him the fuck up, because he was talking big shit, man. So, them my losers, man. Woo! Well, let me go down the docket, make sure we got everything.
I think we did.
Covered everything. So, you know what that means is, Queen Germ, do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, and the Front Porch, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
She represents her city. Well, my shout-outs go a little something like this. Shout-out to BZ, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruling Myself, Rick James, bitch. Pepe J from B-More, Steph from B-More. Stacks, MJ Money 9S. J Will, RT3, Sleazy the Black Farmer, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, Light Skin Kanye, Dark Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, let me see, I said Stephen B. Moore, shout out to, my man Texas T, T Thibs. I got to give him a nickname. Texas Tibbs, man, I'm calling him Texas Tibbs. Shout out to him, he out there on the other side of the world. You know, he got restationed out in Korea, some shit like that, man. So shout out to him, man. Let me see, who else we got? Shout out Dr. Brace of everybody, Dr. Brace of Network, Dr. Cam, that disrespectful motherfucker MJ. Nigga, stop ducking me, nigga. We gonna make it to week 11 before we start this new Mad League, nigga. I'm gonna bust your motherfucking ass again, nigga. I'm telling you, bro, got to. K Law, the truck driver. Shout out to all them over there. Shout out to Good Brother 12 Cow, 12 Cow Podcast. Again, I apologize for that last week. That was totally out of line. shout out to the Relationships Podcast. Shout out to Glenn and Her Podcast, the Humbly Arrogant Show. Shout out to the Too Smart Dummy Network. Shout out to Q Lewis. Shout out to who else fuck with us heavy? Shout out to Angel Victoria. She's always doing good work out there in Oakland, California. She had the Feed the Hungry thing. She's a friend of the show. Posted her little thing for y'all out there in California. Shout out to her. Who else?
I ain't never heard that name before.
I mean, because I just, the thing last week. Whatever, man. So anyway, ain't nothing to talk about.
Keep playing now.
Shout out to everybody over that site, the Fuck With The Kid, man. Doc Claw, the rest of y'all, man. Shout out to y'all. And anybody else to fuck with us, the long way, the short way, no way to... Oh, Amazing AP, man. Shout out to you. Yeah, anybody else to fuck with us, the long way, the short way, no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all. Forgot your name. Blame Queen Germ.
Because I don't care.
Yep. So, well, another show in the books, Queen Germ. How you want to rate your show?
I got to give it at least a 9, so maybe a 9.08.
9.08, okay.
Yeah.
All right, man. I'm going to go with, what's today? 9.26, because that's the Gator. Motherfucking Gators take the field. 12 o'clock Saturday.
Oh, my God.
Florida, Ole Miss is going down. Ole Miss, you're going down. The motherfucking Gators back in town, baby. Woo! We thought we weren't going to have no season. Oh, we having a motherfucking season, baby. We playing.
All right.
And when I see them Gators take that field 12 o'clock Saturday, oh, my God. It's going to be a good day of football. The SEC is back. Real college football going to feel like it's back Saturday because we got the real is back. The Ville is back. Flo Banana Hill Peel is back.
Oh.
Woo! Oh. SEC is back, baby.
Yes.
So, yes. So, that's my motherfucking thing. 9.26, because that's the day the SEC will be bite.
All right. Sounds good.
Yes, it is. So, man, another show in the books, Queen Germ. Don't forget, you got to call the voicemail at 347-201-2572. You want to be on the show, call into the voicemail. Just say whatever, man. We'll put it on the show, man. Don't forget to rate us on all the little shows. Give us a good comment if you can. You know, it don't take nothing to comment, people. I know people hate leaving comments, but for some reason, like, sponsors and shit want to see that shit, and, you know.
Live action.
Yeah. They want to know that we got interactive people. Like, y'all just saying, I just listening, not saying that, because all y'all to reach out to me, like, you know, I understand why y'all don't comment, but, you know, they be texting me. We tweet each other and shit. It is funny. But yeah, so shout out to y'all. Don't forget about the Patreon. You can join for a little as a dollar. Keep exclusive behind the scenes content. You know what I'm saying? You know, might see some titties. Not Queen Germ titties, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they won't be mine.
Yeah,
because
we ain't doing that. You know what I'm saying? What you mean, girl? The things we get, some, we got some good miles on them, girl. We get some.
Nigga.
Hey.
I just said we ain't making no money over here, so I'm not showing the titties. I didn't say I couldn't show the titties because they wouldn't make money, because they could make some money.
Oh, okay.
Don't do that.
Hey.
They done saved some lives and.
Hey, look at all that. World, so, but anyway.
Don't play on my titties now. Unless
don't
you
forget
play
to buy. Oh, hey! Before I leave, I would be remiss. We have a new shirt in the shop. We got the All Madden shirt. It's been 10 years in the making, ever since the infamous All Madden saying. And we got two versions. If you don't want to walk around, we got a freak version and we got a game version. So if you know how, you know, what's your freak level if it's All Madden, or what's your game level if it's All Madden, we got that in the shop now. So, you know, All Madden shirts finally hit, man. Go check them out. We got another review. We did a review earlier this month. We had Nas, but now we got the Big Sean review. So, go check out the Big Sean review. We got that on the site. Yeah, man. You know, look at that. Nappy Afro. We still pumping out a little shit. You know, go check us out. We still more than just a podcast. We got a whole fucking, you know, whole website over there. Go check it out.
With a bunch of hoes on it.
I mean, it's a whole lot of niggas. Man, the hoes ain't even the focal point no more, man. It ain't like that no more.
It was the first thing that came up when I pushed the button.
For real? I don't believe that.
It was. Then I had to go to the shop so I could buy some shirts.
I got you. So, yeah, man. So, yeah, go check that stuff out, man. That seems about it. Still, like, I can't say anymore. You know? I can't. So, this is your boy, King Germ.
And this your girl, Queen Germ.
And this is the Frocast, and we are out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
That's the end of the show. Go to nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com